Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
14 years ago today, terrorists flew airplanes into the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and a Pennsylvania field, killing almost 3,000 people. Boston commemorated the attacks today at the State House by reading out the names of those who lost their lives on September 11, 2001. The recipient of this year's Madeline Amy Sweeney Award for Civilian Bravery was also at the event. Amy Sweeney was a flight attendant from Acton who was on one of the doomed flights. She managed to call officials on the ground to tell them what was happening before her plane hit the tower. The award is Massachusetts' highest honor for civilians, and this year it went to Albero Gomez, a livery driver who helped save a woman and her child from an armed kidnapping. Scott Rice, a United Airlines pilot who knew Amy Sweeney, described Gomez's act of bravery.
He lunged over the seat and grabbed the gun. During the struggle, the female victim was able to escape the vehicle safely with the child. The troopers arriving on the scene were then able to seize the weapon and execute an arrest.
After he accepted the award today, Albero Gomez spoke through a translator.
Solo quiero resaltar que lo único que hice fue...
I just want to emphasize that all I did was acting as a good citizen should have acted in order to assist those that needed help at that particular moment.
En beneficio de personas que necesitaban ayuda.
Albero Gomez is the recipient of this year's Madeline Amy Sweeney Award for Civilian Bravery on the 14th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Stay with us. There's more ahead. This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.